The annual Summer Vermont Pride Theater Festival runs for the next 2 weekends at Randolph's Chandler Center for the Arts. Now in its 7th year, the July event has become an established part of Chandler's season. To some, a small central Vermont community might seem an unlikely venue for the festival, but organizers say it's actually the perfect place to present a series of plays focused on LGBTQ themes. VPR's Steve Zinn tells us more.
The plays at the Pride Summer Theater Festival this year range from a sober examination of how the death of a hospital patient affects her same-sex partner, biological daughter, and doctor, to a holiday farce involving a family gathering where everyone has a secret.
So you see what I mean? You've got to figure this out. She won't tell me anything.
The idea for the festival came from an experience Sharon Reeves of Braintree had 1 year at town meeting. Same-sex marriage was being debated in Vermont that year. Reeves was handing out literature for the Livable Wage campaign. But given the times, that's not what some people thought.
Several people who were coming into the meeting passed me and cursed at me and called me all sorts of names because they thought I was passing out something about lesbian and gay rights.
The experience shook Reeves, and afterward she talked about it with her brother David Zack, who runs Pride Films and Plays, an art center in Chicago. The idea of the Randolph Pride Theater Festival grew from their conversations and a desire to broaden understanding of LGBTQ life. Reeves approached Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph, which decided to make the event part of its programming. Becky McMeekin was executive director of the center at that time.
It put us out there and raised some concern with some community members.
McMeekin recalls that one local church called for a boycott that never materialized. There was some criticism, but she says on balance, the center was applauded.
There was a segment of the population out there that really felt like, all right, this is really important that they're standing up for this.
Still, there were some who were puzzled about why the festival was happening in Randolph. Reeves recalls being stopped on the street by someone who asked her,
why is it in Randolph? It should be in Burlington, or it should be in Brattleboro. And I said, it's here because this area needs it.
Needs it, Reeves says, because this part of Vermont, Orange County, was at the center of the Take Back Vermont movement that rose in opposition to civil unions 17 years ago. Bennett Law has lived in neighboring Bethel for 30 years and serves on the festival's advisory committee. Law co-founded the Gay and Lesbian Fund of Vermont.
My own experience was that Orange County was one of the more challenging places in the state during civil unions and same-sex marriage debates. And it became apparent that this was a community in need of some healing.
Law says early in the festival's history, organizers felt a need to present established, better-known productions in hopes of attracting larger audiences.
Quickly, it became apparent that the lesbian always dies in the end of any play written before 2007 or something. And we just felt that was not the best messaging. So we got more ambitious about taking a chance on newer plays.
Each season, the festival tries to balance comedy and drama. There's no shortage of material to choose from. The festival has received as many as 100 submissions for a single season. It's produced world and regional premieres. For the most part, the plays are produced and acted by Vermonters. Post-performance discussions have provided people with an opportunity to talk about the work and their own experiences. Law says attendance has grown gradually each year, and the numbers reflect the challenge of drawing an audience to serious theater. Typically, between 70 and 125 people attend a performance. While the event is well established, it's still not universally accepted. 2 years ago, festival participants marched in the Randolph 4th of July parade. Reeves says their appearance elicited boos as well as cheers. But Law says attitudes are changing in central Vermont as they are elsewhere, and the festival is helping bring that about.
Chandler Music Hall now has 5 gay pride flags hanging out front. There's a lot of visibility in the local press. We've marched in the 4th of July parade. You know, it's not a secret that this festival happens here in Randolph. It has impact far beyond who attends a performance.
The Pride Summer Theater Festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next 2 weeks at Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.